NRP S2 E19, inexpensive and free art programs. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This week, we're going to be talking about art programs. Now, everybody you know in the industry is used to Photoshop, Illustrator, maybe Painter, and Flash, you know, stuff like that. These are the big boys, the standards in the system. Now, the thing is, though, that there are also a lot, today there are a lot of options outside of that. Inexpensive and even free programs and web programs for making art and for doing jobs that you don't need to bust out the $1,000, $900, whatever it is for Photoshop. You know, let's talk about the different programs that are out there, though. Let's talk about, first off, there's light and essentials versions. These are, you know, they're the lightweight, the intro versions of software. And, I mean, you can get these if you buy, like, you know, a tablet. It'll come with, like, a light version or essentials version. You know, like if you get a lot of editing equipment, you might get like a light version of the editing software. You know, it does some limited things, or it might have some limitations, or might not work. You know, I think an old version of Photoshop didn't. What is it? The old version of Essentials didn't do CMYK or something like that. I don't know, but it's enough. You know, to try things out. There's light versions. There's, you know, Photoshop Essentials, Painter Essentials. Now there's Painter Lite, which, you know, you can get a lot of software bundles, which is another thing I recommend checking out. Bundles are very helpful nowadays. You can, you know, you go in going, well, I want to get this one program. And, oh, it comes with like five other programs, and it's, you know, like 30% the price of the original. So, bundles, there's also student versions of programs, which you should, you know, check out. If you're a student, you can legally get a student version of Photoshop or Painter, you know, certain softwares, if you have an ID and can get it. Now, there's the whole issue of when you're done being a student, can you legally use that software? Well, that's, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not going to argue about licensing and whatnot. I mean, I prefer to have pro versions anyway, because student, you know, sometimes student versions will have a student watermark, or they'll have this or that. I mean, a lot of times it's just the price. I mean, things like Adobe, you know, they make their money by selling licenses for, you know, a wing of a department, you know, and it's like, really, the one or, you know, the guy pirating is like, they don't like people pirating their software, but I think they're more concerned with the guy pirating like 600 seats of their software versus, you know, Joe Schmo who got himself a copy. But we're trying to talk about alternatives to these programs. Plus, you know, back in the day, if you wanted to do a Photoshop-like thing, you had to have that program. Now, there's, you know, all kinds of programs that can do similar things, and there's all kinds of programs that can add different effects and different approaches and styles and things that are lightweight, you know. Examples: Artboard, Acorn. These programs, you know, Acorn by Flying Meat. That's a great name for a company. But, you know, these programs are lightweight if you want to just get in and, you know, change some things or make some quick vector lines or whatever. ArtRage is a fun program if you want to get, like, Painter, but not quite as complicated as Painter, I would say. ArtRage is just fun for slapping paints around, mixing colors, and, you know, it's a nice, fun experience. Sketchbook Pro is also a very lightweight program. It has an impressive ability. You know, you can do things with some of these programs that you have to do, like, you know, you can do like painterly stuff, and, you know, I mean, you can, some of these are designed to work on, like, you know, tablet devices and stuff. Like, you know, I've got my iPad, I got a version of Sketchbook Pro on that. That's an app that runs nice. You know, it's like having a sketchbook on, you know, and it's real light, it's real responsive, it doesn't take all the load time. Programs like Manga Studio or Comic Studio if you're not in the US. Manga Studio, it's another program that's not as expensive as Photoshop, especially now they've knocked the price down quite a bit, because they had the debut, which was like $45-$50, and then they had the EX, and now they've released the new version that's based on basically another whole other program, but it's basically, real quick, Manga Studio was a really nice comic drawing program, a lot of black and white straight artwork. You could color stuff in it, but it wasn't really recommended. And now with the new version, it's basically a whole different, literally a whole different program that's been rebranded as Manga Studio. Has a lot of the same features and different engines, and it has really great painting abilities. It's really awesome. And it, right now, it's like, I think if you buy a physical copy, it's like $75. You know, and ArtRage has varying versions, you know, and Sketchbook Pro has varying versions, and all of these are, like, below $300. You know, it's like, well, do I want to get one of these, or would I rather save up and buy one program from, you know, anyway, Paint Tool Sai, Open Canvas. These are programs, you know, I think Paint Tool Sai and Open Canvas are PC only. I mean, you can get them running on a Mac, but I don't think, unless you're running a virtual machine, the whole pressure sensitivity doesn't work properly, and that's a whole issue for, that's a whole other issue. But yeah, these are less expensive alternatives, and take a look, because there's a whole lot of things. I mean, you know, when I first started out drawing comics, I was doing coloring in a free program, the GIMP, which is, you know, it was based off of, I believe it's a GNU and, or NU, and, Linux kind of programs, a lot of free software. There's, and the GIMP was, the thing about it was, at the time, it was awesome to have a free image editor, but it was also very experimental, to say the least. The colors, like, I think what it was it, since it was new at the time, and it was, like, versions were just coming out with things, it wasn't quite Photoshop levels at the time, and this was back in, like, pre-CS era. This was like Photoshop 7 and before, you know. But at the time, you know, I had color saturations were an issue, and if I tried to load up, a lot of my comics weren't done in print size, because if I did, it started corrupting the image. So, and it's like, I first got my, you know, my Wacom tablet, and it didn't have support, and like later versions did. I mean, today, though, like I've been trying to say, it was a great thing to have the option for this software, even though it was, you know, experimented on being and developed, and now there are variations of it where, you know, you can make it as close to Photoshop as you want, you can make it close to Painter, there are paint versions of GIMP, there's all kinds of things you can do with it. Inkscape, there's a lot of vector, a lot of nice vectors like Flash and everything with it. My Paint, Pencil, you know, the animation program. And also, people do a lot of, I've seen people do illustrations because it handles bitmap and vector very nicely. You know, and these are all free programs. You know, My Paint is a nice, you know, I've seen some really crazy brushes, and I think it's built in Python? I'm not quite sure. And then there's web apps like Sumo Paint. You know, it's like, there are all these options for programs now that, you know, like if you're a hobbyist, I say, go sick, man. Go take a look at some, you know, free software websites that list where all these alternatives are, and try them out. You might find a flow that works for you, and maybe you want to have an inexpensive program. Maybe you want to use Sketchbook Pro or Manga Studio or Paint Tool Sai. I mean, all these programs have their own flavor of use. You know, you can do things in ArtRage that you can't do in Sketchbook Pro, and you can't do an Artboard and all these other things, and I recommend checking things out. And again, you know, these are just programs I've been exposed to. A few of them I have, a few of them I don't, because I'd get bundles of software, and or I'd, you know, see it, they'd have the new version would be on sale or something, and so it's worth checking things out. You don't have to have the, you know, the nice thing is a lot of these programs will save in the native formats of Photoshop, Illustrator, Painter, Flash, stuff like that. So that way, if you ever do get a bigger version for some reason, you know, you won't move on to one of the Photoshop, CS, whatever, and you want to try importing from one of your other programs, you can swap between them. I know plenty of people that swap between Photoshop and Painter to get different effects, and you can, you know, use ArtRage and, you know, PaintShop Pro or whatever, and, you know, just do what you want with it. So it's a nice world of software that we're living in today versus just a short time ago. I mean, it's nice to have all these options and web apps. I mean, if somebody told me, oh, you can do all kinds of things, you know, Google has a huge extensive collection of web things you can go. You know, people do all their work in Google Docs, and then they go to their contacts, and then they go to their emails and all this stuff, and you can live in your browser. You know, there are programs you can use Fluid to turn a web app into an app that's on your machine, so you don't have to have a web browser open, even though it's technically a browser. It's not really. It's, you know, and there's all kinds of other ways. But I mean, you know, if somebody had told me back in the day that you can run a web, an application on a website and have it run as smooth as, like, you know, as anything else, it would have been weird. And sometimes it doesn't always work. You know, sometimes there's issues with connections or a hiccup somewhere. But it's a good day to be alive, folks. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.